Hey guys, the Tom and Laura podcast is currently loading. It's driven by Blaze Alexander Ford, Route 45, Lewisburg.
While you guys are waiting for all of the fun, make sure to follow 94KX and Tom and Laura on Instagram. And don't forget, like 94KX on Facebook.
Tom and Laura, 94.1 WQKX.
From Ghana, from Germany, everybody, London, Italy, they're all saying the same thing. We won't be able to breathe until you're able to breathe. Today, we are able to breathe again.
George Floyd's brother, Phil, yesterday. And a story that lives in the news this morning with Mark Lawrence, top and bottom of the hour, every hour. But major,
yes.
Major story.
Major story nationwide. Derek Chauvin, of course, found guilty on all counts of second degree and third degree murder and manslaughter in the death of George Floyd.
Take all the details out of it. Mm-hmm. Just say justice was served.
It was murder. I think so. It was murder. When you look at it, you take everything out of it, and you can basically say that our justice system was presented with evidence that very clearly showed that George Floyd was murdered. So justice worked yesterday.
There it is. Yeah. It's all over social media. You could buy into what you're reading there if you want. All I do caution you is listen to the news. Mark will bring it to us.
I think so. Also, remember that at the core of all of this is a family who lost a loved one. So regardless of race, creed, or otherwise, the Floyd family is missing a member. And that's sad. He was killed senselessly. Mm-hmm. So, you know, that my heart goes out to the Floyd family. I'm glad that his brother was able to speak in a positive light.
Yes.
Saying we can breathe again. We feel like George's death is now sort of okay, we can start to move on.
Closure, for sure.
And I think that that's what we have to remember at the heart of all of this. And hopefully we can move forward and remember that our justice system works in this nation, I think. I hope.
You know, that's how I felt yesterday, and that's still how I feel. That's proof that the justice system works. So there, it worked yesterday, okay?
Yep.
So let's just move on and hope that some of the
I just hope it puts us on a path to a better America.
Yes.
I know there was a lot of fear leading up to the announcement of of the verdict, that if it went in a different way, there could be rioting and violence. I don't like that America.
No, I don't either.
At all?
I don't either.
I don't like that America. And I understand why some people might want to be sort of pulled towards violence. I get it. I don't think I'll ever fully understand it because I'm standing here talking as a white woman. But at the end of the day, my heart just goes out to the Floyd family.
Yes.
I'm glad that they feel a sense of closure this morning.
Let us move toward peace right now. And let us move on in the show, which is like entertainment. Jimmy Fallon is on the way.
Cool.
Vin Diesel as a Rock'em Sock'em robot. He'll talk about it.
Listen, Vin Diesel all day yesterday about Fast and Furious 9, the Fast Saga.
How much Vin Diesel is
Vin
too much
Diesel
Vin Diesel?
Today, you can never have too much Vin Diesel.
Well, Jimmy will explain coming up with a late night soundbite. Stay with us.
It's Tom and Laura in the Morning, 94KX.
You're listening to Tom and Laura in the Morning, 94KX.
I keep wanting to say National Secretary's Day, but secretaries don't want to be called secretaries anymore. They're administrative professionals. Okay, they're admins.
Well,
I like that word.
Historically speaking,
admin.
It was always sort of the male executive who had the
female
secretary in business land, but we've moved past that. So I like administrative professional and or executive assistant, because those are the individuals who make a company go round.
You got that right. If it wasn't for the people behind the people here, who knows what we'd be doing. But let's flash back, shall we? It's not Friday. Let's go back to the 70s.
The Carrico Field is particularly important. Women hold 70% of the job.
Yes.
Take a good look at your career choices. That's what Patty McGrath did after 4 years of college. As secretary, you need to be the best you can be.
What?
So Patty worked harder.
Oh,
and
good.
Now,
good.
She types 110 words per minute.
Oh, what?
That's impressive.
Janet keeps her hands in condition for typing with finger gymnastics.
Finger gymnastics? What? What?
Listen to the music.
All day. She has to.
Okay, that's not what we're doing anymore. That's 1970s. So admins, you've come a long way.
That was the 70s?
Yes. That is an actual instructional film, not a video. That's
a
an
film.
Instructional film.
Yes, that you put, you took a reel stuck it in the projector.
From the 70s.
Oh, wow. I would have guessed 50s. So that shows how, like.
Well, it was the 70s, which there really wasn't much change between the 50s and the 70s.
No, that's true.
But there is now. So if you're an admin, go to work. We salute you.
We do indeed.
Tom and Laura in the morning, 94.1 WQKX.
You've heard the news.
Striking news, everyone talking about.
Now the good news with Laura Good.
Now listen up, Thomas. Tomorrow is Earth Day.
Yes.
And we'll talk much, much, much more about that in the good news tomorrow. But Taco Bell just announced in preparation for Earth Day that they'll start recycling their hot sauce packets instead of tossing them.
I mean, they're proud of this.
Yes, well, here's why. Around 8 billion Taco Bell sauce packets are thrown out every single year, and they want to change that. They don't want it filling up. They don't want it filling up the landfills anymore.
Does this mean everybody else follows in line? McDonald's, Burger King, all their ketchup packets and all that?
I don't know, but I really, really hope so. Because all of those little pieces of plastic really do make a difference in landfills, both here in the United States and worldwide. So, good job, Taco Bell.
Yeah, sauce packets first. K-cups next!
I hate K-cups.
That's good news!
All right, now we're headed down under. We're going to chat about a guy named Mickey O'Halloran. He was going to paint his house rainbow colors, like a pride flag, right?
Mm-hmm. Well, Payment Jewel Labs have donated 40 liters of paint to paint my house rainbow. I'm so grateful for this support and also all of the community here on Phillip Island. And I can't wait to paint it. Thank you so much.
I want to see what it looks like when he's done.
So do I. It's going to be absolutely gorgeous. A paint company heard about this, so they donated paint for him, and they were like, you do you, boo. You make your neighborhood colorful, which was super fun, I thought.
Wonder what the neighborhood's going to think. Stand by for possibly more good news.
Of course, of course. And or pictures on Instagram.
Yeah,
right?
Exactly.
I mean, come on now. I don't know. I never heard of this company, but I guess this is something that the company down under does often.
Okay.
Dulux, when they hear about somebody who's in need, they tend to donate paint, which, I mean, good job, Australian company.
Way to go, Aussies. Good news.
And last but not least, we are headed to Switzerland. So from down under to the Swiss Alps, there were some hikers. They were climbing a snowy mountain, and a cat started following them.
A cat?
A cat. A
like
house cat. Not a mountain lion. It kept following them 10,000 feet up. So they picked it up. They kind of fed it some of their food that they brought along. And then they went back down the mountain. The cat continued following them. It turns out that this cat had been on the mountain for a while.
Wow.
Yeah, it had been missing for over 4 days. Their owners were frantic. They have no idea how it got up so high.
Uh-huh.
But I'm happy to say, if you Google it, cat, mountain, Swiss Alps, whatever, they basically brought the cat back to the owners. And the pictures of them hiking with the cat are amazing.
The good news. Weekday mornings with Tom and Laura on 94KX. 94.1 WQKX. Tom and Laura. Tom and Laura in the morning. 94KX.
Listen up, kids. If you're on the school bus and you like to play pranks and jokes on people, you think it's funny, listen up.
Hey, not funny, not funny.
Thank you, Michael Scott. A 19-year-old teenager in a restaurant with his parents. He doesn't want to be there. He writes, "I need help. I've been kidnapped" on his napkin.
What?
And slides it across to the waitress.
No.
That's all we need to say. The waitress took it into the kitchen. It got to the manager. They called 911.
Of course
the
they did.
The police showed up, and the kid is in big trouble.
Hey, not funny, not funny.
There you go. Today's lesson for the day. You think it's a prank? No.
It is one thing to, like we were talking about on April Fool's Day.
Yeah.
You know, rubber band the sink faucet or you
like
saran wrap on the toilet, whatever. Uh-huh. But, we do not play with our emergency services.
No, we do not. There's
no, no.
your lesson for the
no,
day
no,
from
no.
Tom and Laura.
No, no.
You're listening to Tom and Laura in the morning. Tom and Laura, 94KX.
Excited about vacation? Maybe Laura actually will get on an airplane and fly somewhere.
That's the plan for this fall, friend.
Wait.
Let us hope.
You're going to wait until fall?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, is that the hubby's little trek?
The big 40.
Yep, the 40th birthday trip to Alaska.
That is correct. That'll be the first time.
I haven't planned vacation yet. I don't know.
We do have a wedding to attend this summer.
Yeah.
End of July, early August, we'll attend a wedding. That's more of a car trip, though. That's a driving trip, if you will.
It could be a vacation. It could qualify, right?
I mean, sure, yeah. I mean, we're going to head to the shore for a weekend and celebrate.
Off.
Yeah.
That'll
be fine.
Two-thirds of Americans say they already have plans, but they got to get fully vaccinated. The quarantoons are with us.
Here they come.
Get both shots, people, all right?
So excited.
Wait. That's the key. Stay vaccinated.
Maybe I could travel internationally.
Ooh. I don't think there was enough syllables to fill in vaccination, vacation. Combine those two words and it would be a vaxication.
I like that. A vaxication.
That would be the vacation if you are fully vaccinated with both shots.
We are all eligible, friends. Go sign up now and your destination awaits.
Ooh, I like how you say that. Speaking of that, we'll talk about Quest for the Castle coming up. Ooh. Also on the way, Seth Meyers with a late night soundbite talking about edibles.
I thought that we had moved past that since yesterday.
Well, this was last night's show, 4:30.
No, okay, there it is.
Stay with us, birthday buddies and more, all on the way next.
With Tom and Laura in the morning.
Tom and Laura.
Tom and Laura, 94KX.
It's time to qualify for a trip for four to Disney World with the 94KX Quest for the Castle. Call 1-800-326-94KX right now. And if you're the correct caller for the day, automatically qualify with 94KX.
What caller?
Caller number one, right now.
Oh, my goodness.
1-800-326-94KX. Good luck.
94KX, caller one.
Oh, my goodness. Yes.
Yeah. Could you turn down your radio a little bit? The party's going on.
Sorry.
That's okay. Who is this?
Amber Edison.
Hi, Amber. Hi, Amber. Do you have some kids?
I do. I have two children.
Oh, picture a family for vacation to Disney.
Oh, my goodness, that would be great.
Amber, where are you from?
I am from Lewisburg.
All right, Amber. You are qualified for the Quest for the Castle from Zimmerman Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Ram.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
This is Tom and Laura, weekday mornings on 94KX.
Mm-hmm. We got some viral comedy that stands alone, my dear. Are you ready for this? Because you know little kids have the best viral comedy.
Oh, boy, oh,
and
boy.
Here's a little kid with his dad. You go to the water park, and they got those fountains that shoot out of the ground.
Oh, yeah, they have those at the Knoebels Crystal Pool as well.
Yeah, and then
they're super fun.
They stop, and so you go, where to go?
Yep. Kids love those.
What, that water park on 2nd Street in Sunbury. Yeah, same kind of thing. It just comes out of the ground. Well, the little kid is standing where the water shoots out, and then it does. And he realizes it feels real good on a certain part of his body. And now. Oh, I can't believe it. We're not going to
No way. Really?
No, we set it up so nice.
Oh, kids say the darndest things.
Yeah. Why? Oh. We've had some technical difficulty
today. We have this
today,
morning.
Which is very sad because this is a great piece of comedy. And I just listened to it earlier this morning and it wouldn't play. And it's not going to play now. But let's see if we could go to the video. I have the video pulled up now.
Oh, there's a video? Ooh, let me Google it.
Yep.
Fine.
The video actually came from Facebook or perhaps Instagram. This kid is just adorable.
Rylan, what are you doing?
I can't follow my Google.
What?
He's
what? Not... That video is ridiculous.
Look at him, he's
so happy.
He's standing above the water jet with his legs spread and.
Oh, no, no.
It's tickling.
Stop it. No.
My two.
Stop it. Stop.
That's it.
Oh, he's a baby. Oh, he's so cute.
Look at that. If
yes.
If you did that at age 61. Which is my age.
Inappropriate, Tom. Inappropriate.
Exactly.
It's inappropriate.
But when you're a little kid, it's just
oh,
adorable.
He's so funny. Look at his little swimsuits, too. Like his little swim shirt. He's ready to go.
I apologize we couldn't bring you the gussied up audio because it's much cleaner than just pulling it off a video reel.
What are you doing?
Today's viral comedy has Laura laughing.
Google it, guys. He's so stinking cute. Little kids are the best.
Tom and Laura.
Bye. You're listening to Tom and Laura in the morning. 94KX.
It's a tail wagon Wednesday, Thomas.
Yeah. And I understand we're going to meet a meathead kind of dog.
We have Jen, our favorite from the Danville SPCA Center. And today we're doing something a little bit different. Instead of having an animal here in studio, we have Jen on the phone. Good morning, Jen.
Good morning.
How are you today?
I am great. I'm very excited for today.
As am I. It's a little different than meeting in my backyard or my home office.
Or bringing our friends into the studio where they can do all kinds of crazy things. We, Tom and Laura, are actually coming to the SPCA with a Facebook Live.
So I'm very excited. You guys are finally coming to my neck of the woods. And today you're going to get to meet Zeus.
Okay, now tell us about Zeus, because I did see a little sneak peek picture on the Danville SPCA's Facebook page. So if you guys don't like and follow the Danville SPCA, you definitely should, because they always post the cutest animal pictures, and Zeus is a meathead. He's adorable.
Zeus is honestly my favorite dog at the shelter right now. He's actually our longest resident, and I don't understand why at all.
Oh, well, tell us about him. Is he a big doggy, a little doggy? What are his stats?
He is 80 pounds of pure muscle, honestly, so he's going to need a very strong handler because he is so big and goofy and a little bit like... You know the dog from Up where he's like swirl? That is Zeus.
He sounds like MacGyver, actually.
Yes.
He does. He sounds a lot like MacGyver, who is my favorite meathead dog.
Well, Zeus is basically probably a bigger version than MacGyver.
Oh, so, whoa. Okay.
All right. So we like it.
Now, might be tempted.
I was going to say, am I going to be tempted today, Jen?
Definitely. I'm tempted with Zeus. He's so sweet, and he will... kind of jump up and give you hugs and everything. So he needs to learn like basic obedience to know, like, you know, he's not a tiny little dog that can just do that. He's 80 pounds and will probably knock you over. Like he knocks me over sometimes,
oh,
but
no.
He just gets
okay.
To see it.
So he needs some love. He needs some attention. Zeus is a good boy, but probably needs some rules. I'm guessing then a house with older kiddos would be fine. And maybe dogs of his similar energy level, right?
Yes. Zeus, also is a ladies man, so as much as he loves people, he doesn't seem to do well with other male dogs, but he loves the girl dogs.
Maybe he should be named Romeo.
All right, so then, you know what, our goal today, when we come and visit the SPCA out in Danville, our goal today will be to find Zeus a girlfriend.
Oh, is that it?
Absolutely. Okay. Would love one.
Well, Jen, we are so excited to come and visit you today. We will be headed out to Danville and go Facebook Live on the 94KX Facebook page right around 10 a.m. A big thank you to our two sponsors that help us bring you amazing adoptable pets from the Danville SPCA Center, which is Wicked Dog Gorilla and Cafe in Sealands Grove, and Great Dane.
Great Dane Trailers in Elysburg. We welcome them to the fold, if you will.
We do indeed. The road ahead is paved with possibilities thanks to Great Dane. And we are so excited, Jen, to come and see you and the staff at the SPCA later on today.
We're excited to see you, too. We can't wait.
Tail Wagon Wednesday, once a month, right here with Tom and Laura in the morning on 94KX.
Tom and Laura in the morning, 94.1 WQKX.
Hey, thanks for listening at work. Grab a cup of coffee and turn the radio on and stay with us all day long.
Yes, indeed. Apparently, I just found this study online that says that drinking coffee can help keep you sharp.
Yeah, I guess maybe the caffeine. I agree.
Well, I guess it It helps to keep you at the right level of alert, but then there's also other health benefits as well. But this recent study said that actually the number of cups of coffee that you should drink in a day to reap the health benefits, are you ready for it?
Yeah.
5.
No. Can't do it.
That's a lot of coffee.
Well, there are people that drink much more than that. And what is actually a cup of coffee? You know, when people, you see people coming out of Dunkin' with the extra large or the Starbucks. Dude, you're downing 2.5 cups right there.
Right. So I think we should go with an actual cup. So 8 ounces of liquid, give or take. But what you put in that coffee matters because the addition of creamer, sweetener, sugar, all of these add-ons actually diminishes the health benefits of the coffee.
So we should be black coffee drinkers?
Black coffee drinkers or something that's moderate. So a splash of cream, a splash of milk, a smash of plant-based milk, whatever. But it helps to help your brain remain active.
I drink one cup of coffee at 4 a.m. And then you see here in the studio, I have a cup of Irish tea.
I have one cup of coffee here in the studio. That's it. I really don't want
any more. You think we need to step it up? Plus 4?
Apparently, even one cup of coffee can keep you sharp. Patterns show that regularly drinking coffee may keep and help people have better motor skills, motor control.
Wow.
Consuming caffeine, they were also less likely to have their minds wander and stay focused because the caffeine helps to boost your brain activity and keep you present on the task at hand.
All right, because my mind seems to wander a lot. Maybe I need more coffee. I don't know.
I don't know. The researchers studied the connectivity and structure of the brain in coffee drinkers. So, like, they hooked up all the little nodes to these
those
people.
Little pieces
so this is like a legitimate medical thing,
Okay. All right. So enjoy your coffee at work. Wow.
Just easy on the sugar.
Yeah, and all the additives, right? You people getting the whipped cream and all that stuff, come on now. Take it easy.
It's good every once in a while, though.
Yeah, every once in a while.
I can't help it. That cold foam Charlie TikTok thing is pretty good.
Okay. News is coming up next.
Tom and Laura in the morning, 94KX.
This is Tom and Laura in the morning.
Tom and Laura,
94KX.
Do you think I wash my car too much?
No.
I'm kind of obsessed with it.
You are a little bit, but that's okay.
I mean, every once in a while, I'll actually wash the car myself.
Oh, yeah, old-fashioned style.
But when you got Ultimate Express Car Wash and Butch and his boys.
I was just going to say, Butch will take your money, man.
I got a couple of cars. Okay, that's my hobby. But the guys, like, know me now. They're like, Morgan, how you doing?
Which is cool.
I'm like,
it's very, very cool.
Thank you. So how much washing is too much washing? I don't know, but we have Wednesday at the wash.
We do indeed.
So if you do it once a week, this is perfect.
That's what I do. I pretty much wash. I rinse off the car once a week.
There you go.
I prefer to go to Ultimate Express because they have the wax and the things that I like, plus the air dry coming out the end. Free vacuum cleaners on the side. Washmydirtycar.com.
You just like the disco lights in the Danville location.
I do. That's my preferred location is the Danville location.
I hit Danville. I hit Sealands Grove. I even went to the one in Williamsport one day when I was out there for some meetings. I was like, I got some time between meetings. I think I'll hit the one next to the Papa John's there on, what is it, Washington Boulevard? Whatever. There's 3 locations. And with Wednesday at the Wash, all you have to do is text the word wash to us, right?
That's right. Text it to 49330 and you could be hooked up with a $20 gift card to our friends at Ultimate Express Car Wash. Also, make sure you join that text club at WQKX.com. Every week, we send out a $2 off coupon code every single Wednesday, and it already went out today.
Yeah, so grab that $2 off coupon, and just like, if you think it's going to rain this afternoon, just save it, you know, and use it tomorrow or Friday on the weekend. All the Ultimate Express Car Wash details online. Love the website. Wash my
dirty car. .com
94.1 WQKX.
Tom and Laura.
Tom and Laura in the morning. 94KX.
Chad Evans, the thin man, on the way next. Mark Stevens this afternoon. And our girl Sam Tyler tonight. There's your lineup. Stay with us all day long. Listen at work. Happy admin day. If you're the admin at work, remember only you could make the boss look smart. Okay, so have yourself a good day. What else did we talk about earlier today? Keep off the grass day, the day after 420.
Yeah.
You're not supposed to smoke anything like that.
No, you are not.
And you're also supposed to stay off your neighbor's grass because tomorrow is Earth Day. I thought that was kind of funny. National Library Workers Day? Wow, imagine being an admin at the library. You got a double whammy there.
Right?
Take them out to lunch.
Oh, my goodness. Yes. Take them out to lunch. Buy them lunch. buy them a beverage. I do have this for the thought for the day today. Okay. I do have a really cool graphic to share because it kind of goes through the list of it. We talked about this earlier. It used to be Secretary's Day, and then Administrative Assistants Day, and then Administrative Professionals Day. I feel like it's the only one around here who knows what the hell's going on day.
So that's a long name, but yeah, let's just call it that.
Let's just call it that. And thank you to administrative professionals everywhere.
There you go. Have a good day, everybody.
Bye, guys.